You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey, everybody. This is Uncut and Unbothered. Britt Brett on the mic. So just to introduce you guys, our mission statement is, in a world where labels mean so much, we choose to define ourselves. Uncut and Unbothered is a podcast about five intellectual women being who they are and saying what they want.
What's up, y'all? Happy Sunday.
Happy joy.
Not quite. Something like that. It's your girl, as usual. Classy ass Ash. Are you guys ready? Oh my God, I missed you. It's been a whole week.
I missed all three of you guys. That listen.
She said that listen.
I know. I heard her. He disrespecting our family. Wow. Like that. It's at least seven of them. I mean, damn.
The disrespect.
Okay.
Mr. Telephone Man.
It's your girl. Yep. She cold. T Streets for short. YUPSHEKOLD.
Holla.
Her hotline blinging.
Sorry about that, ladies.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Miss D, on the ones and twos. How do y'all wonderful Sunday going?
Hey, everybody, it's Jasmine. Follow me, just Jasmine90.
Brittany.
She busy.
I already said, I introduced myself.
No, you didn't.
Yes, she did.
Yes, I did.
She said it's
Oh, yeah, she
Brett.
Did.
Yeah.
She did.
I did not hear that.
They're sleep.
She did.
Okay,
okay, let's jump into
reset.
Things.
Right.
What's poppin'?
Yeah, for real.
Reset, please.
What's on the table today, ladies?
What are we talking about?
Awesome. Okay, so do you guys post your significant other on social media?
I don't have a significant other, so that is no.
Do you get posted?
Ooh. No, I don't. Not you even don't. On Women Crush Wednesday.
Not even on Wednesdays?
No.
Mm-mm. What about the rest of y'all?
I will. I'm not big on it, but I will post.
You'll post him?
Till this day, I've only actually posted like one guy. Consistently. You might get a snap because it's only up 24 hours.
Wow.
So
can we talk about that? Like, is Snap the new cheating outlet?
I think that's why they make it like that.
I've been felt like that, though, because you can, like she said, it's only up 24 hours. It don't save the DMs when they send. You have to save them yourself. And you can actually delete the whole DM. So it's like...
And it notifies you when you try to screenshot some shit.
Right.
So if you try to be sick. Right.
But I also feel like cheaters gonna cheat. They gonna cheat wherever they
regardless.
Need to. Like, it don't matter what it is. They sneaky.
I'm telling you. The most important thing to remember is if he wants to, he will. If you want to act right, if you want to be faithful, if you want to marry you, he will.
Period.
No more, no less.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. I'm a post and delete type of girl. I'm a post him. And then when he get on my nerves, I'm going to delete him.
No, yeah. I do want to be posted on your page. So, bitches, no. Okay? If we official, let them hoes know.
What would be your reason for deleting?
He get on my nerves. Like, I'll delete everything. That we could have, like, a good 6 months, and I'm going back 6 months to delete all the pictures when you
damn.
You not on this page, because I don't know what's going to happen next, and I don't want to find my actual husband after you done fucked up, and he go on my page and see all these pictures of you. So I got to make sure you be out the fucking way.
Talk about it.
I don't know. And I mean,
go ahead.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't feel a way either way, I guess. Like, it's cool, but I'm not, like, tripping if I'm not posted. Like, okay. Like, if it's up there, it's up there. If it's not, it's not. Like, every once in a while, it's cool, but, like, I'm not, like, at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday. Like,
you still ain't made me your woman crush Wednesday? I just don't like, the men who act like they so private when it comes to their girlfriends. Like, no, you post them crusty ass Jordans, your old ass mama, your ugly ass kids, your homeboys, but then all of a sudden you want to be private when it comes to who you in a relationship with. Nah, show it all. Right. You take them selfies at Chrysler and shit.
Oh my God.
So post her too.
Also, the niggas that I be seeing posting they bitch like all up and down their pages be the main ones in my DM. Like, you be them niggas that
I mean, they could still, yeah, they could still, of course.
That I'm like, that's why it just don't, like, I was speaking for myself because it's not, but I feel like being posted is not a representation of how our relationship is going, because you could post me and you could post me at a bitch house. Like, I don't know.
Can I just tell y'all, like, that shit does not work for me. Like, do not try to slide in my DMs when you and your girlfriend is your profile pic. Please stop that
shit. They might be trying to recruit you.
Like, what? Stop doing that shit.
I be wanting to inbox their wives like, come get your nigga. Please.
Please.
You got a whole wife.
Okay. Got a girl you been with 7 years. You and my DMs. Bye.
Bye. Get the fuck home.
So does wedding ring size matter?
Yes.
Okay. So I was talking about this with my boyfriend this morning. Because, and it wasn't nothing negative, but I feel like men don't know. Like, I feel like they don't know. Like,
no,
so
I'm not gonna give
some people
that.
Feel like, I don't know, like, if you come from a traditional family, I think feel like things are different. If you don't, then it's different. But I feel like, so, like, some families, they go off, like, it should be, I think it's 20% of your gross pay. Like, it's how much the wedding ring should be. That's, like, traditional.
Why? Why?
Well,
really said he had to interject, okay? He's like, hold the fuck up.
Excuse me. I don't know what to do.
Wait. We didn't know he could talk. That was crazy. But who gonna handle that? Who gonna tell him why? Because we can talk about
I don't know why. I don't, because it's not my rule. But I just
traditionally,
I didn't say that.
Back in the old days, they did say you were supposed to save up like 6 months worth of money.
It's 3 months of your gross
income.
Pay.
Yeah.
Who is to they?
Purchase the ring.
That's just a
like,
traditional
old
rule.
People, yeah. Like, it's
if you're in a traditional family.
Well, I told y'all what happened. My auntie and uncle, like, her husband, he saved up. He paid. He wanted a ring. He put the deposit down, and he paid that ring off before he proposed because
and
it was important that
wrong.
She
That's
had
nothing
that
wrong
ring.
With that.
I actually, when I was thinking about this later and was talking to some other family members, I have a cousin I found out. Her husband did the same thing, but he put the deposit on the ring and showed it to her and was like, I'm getting this for you. This is your ring. But he hadn't finished paying it off yet. And she felt some kind of way. She was just like, you could have waited.
Yeah,
to,
don't
like,
dangle
give me
something.
The
yeah,
ring.
Yeah, don't, yeah,
well,
I wouldn't have told her.
Like,
I
it's on the payment plan. It's coming. It's on layaway. But like, I
he
still
just
thought it was.
Maybe he wanted to. Maybe he wanted to know she liked it.
Which all those reasons were okay. I didn't think anything was wrong, but I did understand why she was just like, you could have just showed it to me once.
But
she
no,
it,
but so. I got into the biggest debate on Facebook. Like, this is one of the biggest arguments on Facebook I've ever been in. And it was about ring size. And I was like, y'all bitches accept anything from these motherfuckers. I'm sorry. Y'all accept they cheating ways, they outside kids that they done had on you, they other bitches. And now y'all accepting these little ass rings.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm almost 30.
If you judge how much he loves you by how expensive your ring was, he probably shouldn't be giving you a ring.
Okay,
I'm not judging how much he loves me. But first of all, I feel like any man that is involved with me knows me. And they know that they can't come at me with no bullshit. No bullshit ring. They know that. And I wouldn't give my husband no rinky-dink-ass ring.
This is how I feel. It's not about how much the ring is. It's about how much you love me. And just like I would say with my auntie and my uncle, it wasn't about, oh, I'll wait. It's because clearly he couldn't afford to just go pop that ring off. So it wasn't a financial issue. It's not about that. It's, oh, you wanted to give me the best of the best because you think I'm the best of the best. And
you
took
your time with that. I like the best of the best and I deserve the best of the best.
That the fact that you're thinking about me and the fact that you're willing to be patient and save and sacrifice for me is what is related to that commitment. It's not about the finance of it,
but
it's just it's about the effort that you're putting into it. You can go get a little rinky dink ring from Kmart with the same $150 that you was gonna spend at the casino.
Don't think you can give me a ring from Walmart, Kmart, none of that. Sorry,
you can, but it's not no thought. You can give me a ring out of gumball machine, but it ain't no thought to that. If you can honestly, if for that, just take me to the courthouse.
Because
I would rather he say that.
I feel like with something like that, then it's just like, oh, did you just decide today that you wanted to marry me and this is what you had in your account? Like, I want to know that you thought about it and you like, no, this is who I want to spend the rest of my life with. She needs something of value on her hand.
Yes.
Well, period. I don't feel like a ring is a, like a symbol of your marriage. I feel it's like it's not. I feel like people get taken away like by the whole ring thing. Like that's not your marriage. Like when somebody sit down and they say, "Hey, this is the person I want to spend the rest of my life with." That's something bigger than, okay, well, now I got to give her the biggest ring. Now, granted, all women want the biggest fucking diamond they can see. They want their fucking ring, like, way down by this diamond. But at the end of the day, if your nigga make $40,000 a year, baby, honey, sweet child.
The thing is, no man
expect something little.
No man with $200 shoes on his feet is going to try to give me a $150 ring. No. You got me fucked no. up.
I think that price is, we're not going to keep saying $150. Because I
you
feel
got
like,
me fucked up.
I feel like a decent ring, I feel like you could get a very decent ring for $5,000.
Okay.
$5,000.
You can get a nice ring. No. You can get an okay That's ring. A if very you really don't have ring. No money like that, you can go into some of them. There are places you can go.
Now, I feel like this goes hand in hand with Sweetest Day and Valentine's Day. Can you please celebrate your partner every day and not once or twice a year and try to make it feel like, oh, I mean, yeah. I don't believe in that flowers once a year bullshit.
But,
I mean, flowers
that's like
all
anything.
The time.
That, then that's like, okay, let's dress up in costumes every day because you can't celebrate Halloween every day. Like, you know,
no,
it's just
not
it's all
say.
The same shit. That's like, yeah. Let's keep the Christmas tree up year round because
no,
we need to celebrate Jesus every day, you know?
No, I feel like the ring should not just be the way you show me you love me, just like on Valentine's Day.
It's
that
not,
shouldn't be the only time I get flowers.
It's
but
not,
that ring
but
is something
it's,
that.
It's important though because. If you that's a big decision to make. And if you're going to invest, think about all the stuff. Think about all the material things that these men buy these days. You're talking about a $400 PS4, $200 Jordans, $200 Timberlands. You got on $500 jeans. And then you want a woman to accept a $300 ring? Fuck on. That is some bullshit. That is some bullshit.
I just feel like you can't throw a price out there and say, if it's less than this, then I don't want it. It has to be.
And don't buy that little diamond dust chip shit either. Let's stop that shit too.
Do not propose to Jasmine with no bullshit. Case in point.
Well, I just feel like it depends.
I'm just hearing, don't propose to Jasmine.
That's fine, Randy. I must have ruffled some feathers, you know? It's cool.
Well, it's I just cool. feel like this.
I heard men have an issue with me on this topic, and I still stand firm by it. But like I said, my men know me. Anytime I've ever discussed getting married with anyone, which has only been two people, they knew. And they knew what they were going to present to me.
Well, what happened to everybody when you decided that's who you want to be with? What happened to ring shopping? Like... I was always told that that person was supposed to take you. You were supposed to pick three rings out. You pick those three rings out. That's they pick between those three.
When is the time frame from
when he
picking
decide.
Your rings? No, I mean between picking your rings and getting proposed to. Because I feel like that takes away the surprise of your engagement. And...
Well, when you pick your rings out, I can tell you, hey, Ashley, let's go pick out a ring. He may have messaged me and said, hey, can you take Ashley to go pick out a ring?
Oh, so you don't go with the guy?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
All
right.
I don't always have to be with him.
You
I mean, I have.
I mean, you can go
I
ring
went with
shopping,
the guy.
But your engagement ring is like, that's totally two different rings.
But he
no,
just,
it's not.
Well,
your engagement ring is the ring that you get engaged with, and your wedding ring is the ring that you're supposed
no,
to
honey.
Be
No, you get the band.
Your band
to.
Is
the
your
band
wedding
with
ring.
The ring.
You don't get two different rings. You're going to be scared rings. When you get to that altar. You think he's going to give you no. another ring, honey?
I want
you
two
It's
going
to be that same ring
well,
with a band.
Moral of the story,
the
when
engagement
you propose
ring is
to DeAndre,
ring.
I want two different rings.
That's
I
what
want
saying,
an
though.
Engagement
no.
ring, and I want
the
ring.
Because that's not how it
works.
Get
the band.
It doesn't when you go to a jewelry store.
I want an engagement ring, the ring you get down on one knee and you propose to me to it, and I want the ring that you're supposed to put on my finger when we at the altar. I don't want
that band.
Right.
A nice ass.
She's calling
ring.
That a ring. It's the ring. Band it's she's considering it a ring as well.
So when you go and you ring, to a jewelry store, it's going to be, it's a set. They call it a set.
Yeah.
So it's your, they call it the engagement ring and then they call it the wedding band.
You can pick out your diamond. You can pick it out separate though. Because
right, you
when
can
I
change
looked at
it
rings,
in the engagement
yeah.
ring.
But yeah, they don't always, that's what I'm saying though. They don't always have to be a set. You don't have to pick them as
well,
a
yeah,
set.
Well, yeah, but yeah, you don't have to pick them as a set, but. At the end of the day, it's a set because it's your engagement ring and then it's a wedding band. That's
you're
your
saying.
Set.
Yeah, yeah. She's
I went
saying she
ring
wants
shopping
two
with
rings.
My man.
So there you are have two women, engagement rings.
There, no, she wants two. She wants her band and her diamond. There are I've definitely heard of people getting married with the diamond that they proposed with is the same ring they slid on their finger. There was no band. That it was just that ring. That's happened. That's not abnormal. I've definitely seen it multiple times. So that that's she was just saying ring. She wants two separate. And that's what
no,
she got
honey,
married to.
Bring me my band.
That's what she's saying. Give me my band.
You should just bought it as a set.
Period. Yeah. That's what she's saying.
Because you're wasting money at this point. So just get my band when you get my engagement ring, honey.
So that brings me to my next point. Have y'all ever been in a situationship?
We all have.
I think we've all been in a situation.
Everybody has.
And everybody says it's not their favorite. So why, ladies, do we always end up in those?
I don't know. Because the dick.
Because you start from talking, then your feelings get attached, then it become a situation.
A whole situation.
Because you're not in a relationship because y'all haven't said that, but you kind of moving like you are in a, some sort. Y'all so kind of like, moving like y'all in a relationship. But when shit go left, the niggas be like, you ain't my girl. You ain't my
I think that's really what men like at the end of the day. They like to be able to say, oh, well, you're not my girl, so you can't be mad.
Yeah.
Oh, but you're not my it's man, convenient. So you can't be mad either.
Exactly. Right. But they don't like when that shit is flipped.
Hell no.
They
don't. It's the convenience of a situation. That's why so many of them, because niggas like the convenience of that shit.
Like
it's
to
convenient.
Be able to pick up and go.
Yeah, it's convenient for me to be like, all right, you know what, D? You know, shit, fuck it, baby. We about to go out. I'm going to wind and dine you for a couple months. But, baby, we ain't in a relationship. And I'm going to fuck on you, too. But I'm going to still post this bitch. And then you be up like, but wait, I thought we was. Nah, baby, you not my girl. Like, I can still do what I want. And it's like, wait, you been treating me like I was your bitch this whole time. But now when I don't like something that you do, now it's all of a sudden I'm not your girl.
You know what? And that's the thing. Like, is it okay for me to get mad about some shit you post on social media?
You can be mad, but is it okay? Is it different?
I mean, it's okay.
I feel like it might be okay because you're a grown ass man. Like, you can post whatever you want on your social media. It's your decision, but you know what you're doing when you're doing that.
You can't control my wrath.
I feel like a better question is it okay to address it versus or is it okay to be mad? You're going to feel however you feel. You can't control your emotion. Well, you can.
But that's another thing. Like, niggas be like, oh, well, you can't get mad. But be salty as fuck if you do some shit. It will treat you a total different way if you do the shit. But let you say something, then they be like, but you ain't even my girl. Like, you can't even be mad. This
but then when you hit a nigga with you not even my nigga, then you...
Oh, you just being a hoe. You just out here whoring. Oh,
okay, you just fucking whoever you want.
And you love hoes because you love fucking with me.
The thing is, situationships have always been going on. The thing is, we started to blur lines between what dating is. Mm-hmm. Situationships took the place of dating. Back in the day, it was okay to talk to multiple people because you were trying to find a suitor. You were locating someone to spend your life with. And that was common ground. There was nothing confusion. There was no, if you want to be with me exclusively, you need to do that. You need to make the steps and make points to let me know I want you and only you. And one of those things is commitment. Now, in this day and age, I don't know why it got skewed. I don't know why we started accepting the bullshit of, oh, okay, yeah, I want you to act like you only with me and I'm going to pretend like I'm only with you. But when she come around, I'm going to be with her too. And then maybe I'm going to slip up and post her. But you can't be mad because we never, all that, I don't understand it. It's the millennial shit that I'm a millennial and I still don't get. But I fucking don't. But we don't date anymore. That's why we do this like, oh, okay, we've been talking. I had a nigga get my number and the same conversation he was getting my number and he was just like, dang, I wish I could pull up and chill with you. Like, what? Like, you could be a murderer. Like, there are so many reasons that that's never going to happen, but that's the day we live in. I'm sure he said that to a girl before. She'd be like, oh, okay, well, you know, come on through. Come through. Like, that's not abnormal. And so the things that we accept are why this whole monster clusterfuck of a situationship exists now. Before, it was just casual dating. And when you want to be exclusive with me, I'll know. And until then, there's nothing else to talk about. So there's no reason to be upset, baby, because you haven't made a point to let me know that I need to just be with you. So, okay, tis what tis.
Okay, mm-hmm. Say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But them situationships is a motherfucker.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a motherfucker. Let me tell you. I don't think we done all been in one, but baby.
That makes me think about, like, our last question. Is it necessary to have a hoe phase?
Yes.
Is it necessary for us to go through that phase where we talk?
Well, I'm gonna just say me. When I was younger, I was like, my cousins, Ooh, they probably gonna listen. But the bitches, they did some shit. And I'd be like, oh, I would never do that shit. Like, that is so out of my character. And as I grew up, I done saw myself doing some shit. And I'd be like, ooh. Bitch, you just sat here and said, you would never. But I guess it's all in life. Like, it's all in life. Now, whether you may say, oh, that's being a hoe. Like, everybody, I think everybody got their own definition of what a hoe is. But, I mean, we all do some shit that you'd be like, oh, I would have never done that.
What is a hoe?
Yeah, like, I mean.
That's a great question.
How do you define that?
I don't know. A
different definition.
Yeah, like I said, everybody got a definition.
I feel like when I was going through my whole phase, like, what only thing I was doing was dating multiple people. Like, I was probably not with the same person all the time. And I was, what did I tell you? Letting my royal oaks soak.
Okay, King Joffy Joe.
Okay, let me get off real quick.
Soaring your old.
Whole phases are important.
They're essential
for your growth and your development.
To understand
okay?
who
as
you
an
are.
Adult.
I feel like if you don't have a hoe phase, and again, we didn't really define hoe, so, you know, use your own context to say what you think it is. But if you don't have that phase of your life where you, like, you really just living your best life, you doing you, you're not stressed, it kind of forms this, like, dependency on men. Like, you never really understand that it's not uncommon for niggas to be on bullshit. And, like, if you don't go through that phase where you just not taking their shit serious, and you know, like, I'm going to do what I want to do because I'm grown and I value my... There's a lot of, like, self-value that comes out of that phase. Like, people don't appreciate that.
It teaches you a lot about what you like and don't like, what you're willing to accept, what you're not willing to accept.
And without that...
It teaches you a lot.
It's very easy for you to accept shit that you wouldn't if you hadn't gone through that period in life where you just, you know, like, you were just like, I'm on my bullshit. I'm doing what I want.
I think the key thing you said was you're not dependent on any man.
Mm-mm.
Or any male attention.
Period.
Like, period. Don't care. You could be here. You could be there.
It is what it is.
You doing you, I'm doing
me. You know, when I see women who have been with the same guy since they were 14, 15, and then something happens, regardless if it's a breakup, prison, dead, whatever happens, that ends the relationship, it's like they're still stuck in that. Yep. Whatever time frame it was when they met that man.
Absolutely.
And they don't know how to relate to men.
They don't.
Because that's the only man that they know.
And they cling. They like any man that tells them any sweet nothing. They're like, oh, I really think this is going to be the one. And he said that his birthday is the same day as my grandmother's. This is fate. And it's just like.
Wow. You love me.
So, like, so that,
you know, okay. I mean, with y'all.
He the one.
Can I share something with y'all?
Yes.
I'm high as hell.
We know. We know.
Ms. D high as fuck, y'all.
High as hell.
So, y'all, how long do I have to wait after I break up with somebody until it's not like a rebound?
I heard told y'all.
I feel like who's ever first, regardless of how long it is after the breakup, it's a rebound.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if it don't matter when we have sex, not even if it's 6 months
later. 6 months later.
You still a rebound.
It's still a rebound.
Even though I'm over my
because
boyfriend.
Because your pussy is still stuck with that last nigga.
Yeah. I don't
feel you're comparing it. You know you're comparing it.
You know what a wise gay man once told me?
Oh, God.
The best thing you can do to get over one man is to get underneath another.
Okay. He was a bottom.
For sure. Oh, he's for sure a bottom. He's for sure a bottom.
Baby, taking all dick.
Oh, he's taking all the dick.
Bay is a bottom.
But, you know, that resonated with me. It stuck with me.
It's true.
I don't care if it's 2 years after you broke up with somebody. If you ain't gave that pussy up to somebody else and really moved on and tried to really date and go out with other people, that next person is always going to be a rebound. They're going to be a rebound.
Because you're going to compare them.
So y'all saying you got to get a quick fuck off?
As soon as that
you ain't gotta fuck, you know, that's not your thing. If you ain't one for, you know, that you ain't gotta fuck, but at least get out there and start talking to, you know, let them eat you out or something.
In a less like slutty way to say that, like you could also take up
wow, excuse me, Ashley.
You could take up like fucking woodworking or some shit. Like just be busy.
What? This bitch be just said woodwork.
Busy.
You I got don't some have wood, I wanna be, work. This is
honey. Oh,
okay. If you're busy, and that's the best thing to do, that's what my grandma told me. Stay busy. When you break up, the best
your grandma's not going to tell you go out and fuck.
What?
She didn't say what she was doing while she was something. Busy. She
of just course, said, your grandma busy. Ain't going to tell you to go out there and like, fast no. New dick, baby.
You don't know my grandma.
Let me tell you what my grandma. My grandma say, honey, it's mo dick out there.
Ooh.
And don't you dare cry.
Now, Ashley, I do believe your grandma would say that.
It's Britney, bitch.
Or, I mean, you're right.
Well, baby, there's plenty of fish in the sea.
Okay.
Which is grandma lingo for it. It's more dick out there.
Because okay. My grandma going to say dick. So she ain't saying no damn fish. She going to say it's more dick out there.
They everywhere.
Now don't cry.
Then that's when you tell your grandma, but grandma, that's my fish.
Okay.
Grandma, but I love that dick. That's my fish, grandma. Grandma, I love that dick.
Have y'all ever slid in somebody's DMs before?
Yeah, I slide in the game DMs all the time.
That's so random. Wow.
I love the game.
Stop bothering him.
I'm not.
Stop bothering him.
I'm not.
And you're not going to stop till you get it?
No, because you know one day he's going to look.
He probably already looked.
Nope, he ain't looked
That's
yet.
That's so random.
I can tell okay, somebody we're talking about DMs.
Non-celebrity, everyday
y'all ain't say that.
Sliding.
Well, I slid inside of DMs.
Wow.
Did he say something back?
He didn't read it though. I will never let it go. It will happen.
You gonna say? Are you gonna slide in the room?
No, I see my slide. When I meet him in person, I'm gonna tell him like, "Go look at your DM."
Oh, I wish I would.
I'm pretty sure he has a lot of DMs.
Before Sada got real, real big, he was cool as fuck. Really,
I'm trying.
I wish I would have knew you. I met him before.
What did you say to the game?
I'm not fucking telling y'all. It wasn't nothing crazy, but baby girl have slid multiple times, and I'm not. And I'm going to slide until I can't fucking slide no more.
I'm like, I'm watching your TV show right now.
He gonna block that. Like, I love your daughter. I think she's so cute.
And that's when he gonna block your ass.
I'm not out of here.
He love his daughter. You gotta connect. You gotta give these niggas where they heart at. They love their daughters.
He don't know
I
you.
Love her.
I slid She's in my crush so DM, my high school crush.
What'd you say?
Just told him, like, I done had a crush on you since high school. And he was like, oh, for real? Why you ain't never say nothing?
I did do that to my cousin friend. Like, he been around since we was kids. Yeah. And I'm grown. I was like, you know, I'm grown. I was drunk. And I was just like, you know, like, I feel like I could tell you the truth now. I've been shy, but I always thought you was fine. And he's just like, okay, like, oh, I'm glad you told me for real. And I was just like, shy, so I ain't say nothing back. I was still scared.
I slid in somebody live. I'm slid in somebody live.
Oh,
I was drunk.
See, everybody comments on the live.
I slid on the live. Like, I was drunk. I slid.
What'd you say?
Slid my number, everything.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
No, I ain't get that girl live. I just slid on live, like, damn, you fine as hell.
Damn, daddy.
And he was like, straight.
I got called up.
I said, yeah, it takes me. Put my number on there.
You put your number on live, bitch. Drunk.
You want a
dick.
Instant message. You've been feeling the same way. What's up?
I'm scared of her.
To be continued.
I'm scared of her.
Ooh, this was bold.
When I'm drunk, I get bold.
Big dick versus little dick.
Oh my God, get out my head.
I'm pretty sure all of us was thinking that. Yeah, but I'm agree.
I mean, so I like big dick. I done had a little dick before. I prefer a big dick. I done had a little dick before that was cool.
But the biggest dick I've ever had was not the most pleasurable.
But it's all in what you can do. Like, your dick can be big. Your dick can be big, little.
But if you don't know, have no stroke or, you know, no rhythm to your shit, then. It's big for no reason.
Big dicks can get away with shit little dicks can't get away with.
They can do certain positions.
They can hit certain spots that no little dick can't hit.
That's
true. Like that pocket.
But that's if he know how to work it. Okay. That's if he knows how to work it.
That little pocket.
That make your ass kind of stand up.
Like, wait, hold on.
Your ass be moving. Like, wait a minute.
I wasn't expecting that.
I mean... Like you said, there's no preference. I mean, I like big dicks, like you said, but it's the motion of the ocean. But
now you can't come with no little
shrimp that's gonna fall out every time you try to stick it in there. But when it comes to giving head, I would prefer a big dick. When it comes to giving head,
okay,
I prefer a big dick.
Choke me.
Okay.
Like, you know them little tears.
In the corner.
In the corner. And you need to get to rolling.
Oh, y'all suck dick.
Okay.
Hit him with like, the glug glug twist. The two hand twist. You gotta have a big dick for okay. two hand twist.
Y'all be getting up having to wipe y'all mouths and shit. Like,
I better.
I don't like my mouth. I just let it just go.
Mm. Oh, sis.
I'm mess. Oh, you freaky, freaky.
They gonna get cussed out when this.
She changed.
You gonna get cussed out.
I'm gonna get cussed out.
When this one hit the streets, you gonna get cussed out.
What the fuck
I may be a little bitch after that. Like, don't you ever. All right, he can't listen to this one, y'all. No, I ain't even sending it.
Be like, we didn't even record. We was late.
Nah. Nah, we couldn't do this one, y'all.
Do y'all ride?
No. Mm-hmm. No, I don't. Now, let me touch, because everybody else in the room ride. So let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
My legs get motherfucking tired. Fast, okay?
Sweet
they get
bitch.
Sore. I got two bumps in a scoot and I'm off the dick. I want to lay down. I'll throw this ass back. If you, I got a mad clap back. I could throw this bitch back for a while.
Okay, but niggas get tired of that shit.
No,
niggas
they don't.
Do get tired
not my
of
niggas.
Shit.
They bust off it every time.
They but might bust top, off of it, yeah, but.
The only way I can even stomach to ride a dick is reverse cowgirl. And I need to have my legs. I need like a. Like leverage, like sit on the couch and let me sit between your legs because any other
yes,
way, yes. I'm like my I just get
I need my
hips.
Bell. Yes,
that's scoliosis.
Okay, so how you
and you always telling me
not riding,
but wait,
I'm
but you
picturing.
Always calling you me old and you talking about some your hips.
I got bad
oh,
hips.
Oh, in the back shot,
and a bad back. Yeah, I could throw it back in a back shot, and I could throw it back in reverse cowgirl. It's like a different style of a back shot, but like just on just this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck this
well,
shit.
I wouldn't want you riding
no.
me like that.
And, but this is the other thing. Like, I heard, like, a lot of girls, like, when they ride dick, they just do, like, back and forth. Like, they're not moving up and down. They're just scooting back and forth. And a lot of
you
niggas
do
be like, I don't like that shit. That shit is
girls
for you.
Like
that's
going
not
back
for
and forth
me.
Because it stimulates the clit.
Exactly. But niggas don't like that shit. So you just want me to play Frogger on your dick?
Frog girl.
Go on out of here.
Just watch
no,
movie.
No,
I'm
frog.
Tired. I'm already tired.
I seen this meme the other day that was like, bitches ride dick for 37 seconds and want niggas to get them 2 hours.
No, for real.
That's a motherfucker.
I don't know. I like back shots. I ride, but I really like back shots. Mm-mm. Let me throw that ass back.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm going
to throw that ass back. For
sure. I like fucking.
For sure. Cause I like pinning them down like we in a wrestling match
okay.
and riding that shit.
I like that. Like
okay,
that. Jasmine fuck her nigga. She don't get fucked.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Bitch, Jasmine I fucked you.
Jasmine don't get fucked.
Never.
If you fuck Jasmine, psych. She
you
fucked,
got fucked
you. Whoa.
Anytime you got to restrain a nigga.
Okay.
Oh yeah. You get
I feel it, I feel it's real childish though that y'all don't ride on y'all tippy toes. Like I just don't like that. I don't understand.
Call it what you want.
Mm-mm. I don't even know
I
what
get
that
on my
means.
Knees.
Right, but my nigga ain't never called me childish,
toes.
So
why you gotta be on your tippy toes?
It just gives you more bounce.
My calves sure. be burning like a motherfucker
okay,
doing that
bitch,
shit.
Okay, bitch, please. I have to be in the gym like for 2 days, squatting my
doing
ass.
Doing a fucking Frogger.
To fucking try to, on my tippy toes, bitch. Y'all see me yesterday drunk. I couldn't even balance to get on my knees.
You did fall. You did fall.
I don't have no balance.
You fell twice.
I don't have no balance.
The first
no way,
time she
no
fell,
way.
I was done. I was like, okay.
And she got back up there. She fell again.
I don't have no.
All right.
You know.
That's that.
No, ma'am.
Have y'all ever fucked somebody y'all wasn't supposed to?
Oh, whole stories.
Yeah, but
yeah. Can you stop kicking me, DeAndre? Damn.
Excuse me.
Okay, no, do not.
You know, oh, I have. I mean, but look. So my story is I have, and that shit was like, I felt dumb. Like I shouldn't even did the shit because the shit was so whack. Like oh, I was like, I got in my car, like bitch.
Can't relate. Mine's well worth it.
That shit
bitch.
Happened to me too, I swear. Because this boy, we have been going back and forth. I'm like, I'm not really trying to do that. He like, come on. You ain't got nothing else to do.
Damn.
He hit you with, you ain't got nothing else to do.
You might as well throw me that pussy.
It was raining outside. I'm ooh, like, fuck ooh. It. Let me see what you're talking about. That shit was weak as fuck. I was literally sitting there looking at my watch like, all right, bro, you done because...
See, that was the universe
I'm bored.
Saying you shouldn't have been fucking him anyway.
He right. Never should have fucked. Never should have got...
You know, I can't relate.
I had to dispute that dick.
Oh my God, that's
not real. That's fine. You know I'm off of disputing the bad dick.
That's
take it off. Take it off the whole facts.
It's not a thing.
It's not a real
it's
thing.
A thing. It's a thing,
a whole
thing,
facts
y'all.
Is not a thing, guys.
He's still beat.
Nope.
You did not. I was asleep, so it doesn't count.
It counts.
If you didn't come, it don't count.
No, I did that with my head, nigga. I had a nigga that just would come give me head.
See?
And after a long time, he finally was like, you know, like, I mean, he would always ask, and I'd be like, nah, you know, I'm tired. I got to get up early and shit. And then one day, it was like a Saturday. I had to get up early and nothing. And I was just like, all right, fuck it. And this shit was just, he knew I was whack because I just don't have no poker face. So I'm not going to fake shit. I'm not going to play with you. I was just literally sitting there with the attitude like, wow. And he asked, he was just like, what? It's not good. And I just looked at him with a blank face like.
I know, sir.
And he ain't even saying nothing. He got himself together. And, you know,
I want to know.
Everyone has fucked somebody they weren't supposed to.
We need a nigga on this podcast because I want to know, like, do that shit fuck with y'all manhood when the bitch be like, no.
I want to know if they
it
want
depends
you
on
to
the
fake
guy.
It.
I've asked guys about this, and one guy said a girl told him that she wasn't, you know, and he took what she said and worked on it, and good. They ended up getting it popping.
Okay, yeah.
So
that's how it should
be. I think it depends
on man. It's okay to teach your nigga.
Yeah, I don't think, but some men, you know, the male ego is fragile, so I think he's kind of rare.
That's what I want to know, because most niggas be like, "Bitch, your pussy wasn't good, no way."
Yeah,
see that dry ass shit.
That's the difference between a man and a boy, because. What another bitch might like, I might not like. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Learn me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what it is. You gotta learn me. You gotta.
That's why I don't like them like them new shits. Cause, baby, I need you to know me.
But
I need
you
to know what I like.
Like how do you do that though? How do you let him know that without being offensive? Without being, you know, not
tell
even
him. You gotta tell him why he's doing it. Yeah. Tell him why you fucking. Don't tell him after.
Yeah,
and make I'll it like a serious why. Discussion. Be like, nah, you know,
a little slower.
Move that. Yeah, go this way.
Like, wait, right daddy.
Okay.
Then, yeah, you know, right direct, then he'll know.
Because then he'll know exactly right what you're talking about.
What if he don't listen?
Bitch, get up.
Bitch, you're not just gonna fuck me the way you wanna fuck me. Then that's when I pin his ass down and ride the shit. Like, we about to get this shit over with. Fuck this.
Yeah, baby, you gonna listen. This is my body. Okay. You gonna do what I want you to do.
Or you just gonna stop him. Hashtag pants in my panties.
Get up.
My panties. Hashtag my panties.
Yeah, you can just get up and give me my panty. And I'ma just go. I'ma go.
Don't call me, cause I won't answer.
Teach me how to duck. Nope. Teach me.
I mean, some dick is just genuinely trash, though. So
explain.
No working with that.
Yeah. Explain.
Some dick is just genuinely trash.
What's wrong with it?
It depends on the woman.
That's I don't like all that hopping shit. Like
hopping. What, you fucking a Jamaican?
No, I hate when a nigga be giving you like hard thrusts, like, but that should be like, yeah.
Like, pow, 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 pow.
Like, yeah, like, I need you to slow stroke me. No.
Slow stroke me,
I'm
baby.
Sorry, I like
give
the
me
fun.
A long
fuck
stroke.
Fuck me like you in
sometimes,
love.
Sometimes, I like both.
Fuck me like
I like
you
both.
In
sometimes,
love.
I need somebody that can feed off my vibe.
Yeah.
That knows, like, okay, tonight she want to be fucked like a hoe in the street. And tomorrow, she wants to be made love to. It just, you know, it all depends on how I'm feeling.
If I don't love you, I don't want you to fuck me like you love me.
Nah.
I don't want that.
I think they know.
That's my main problem.
Mm-mm. They know.
That's my main issue.
I've never had a nigga like try to fuck me like he loved me if that wasn't that. Uh-huh. Like,
but don't just be fucking on me just to be like get
no,
your
don't
nut
just
off.
Try to, yeah, like don't just try to don't get your nut off. Like, mm-mm. Baby, I'ma always come first.
There's an in between.
I'm gonna come first.
There's an in between between you just trying to get your nut off and I love you, baby. Like there's a space in the middle.
But I'm still like the whole spectrum.
I need you to do
first.
That.
I like the whole spectrum.
You want a little bit of everything. You want to start off with the come here and then you want to
grade dick,
to
like
a rainbow of
the whole
dick.
Spectrum.
Oh
like,
God, hashtag rainbow dick.
The whole spectrum. I want you to do it all.
Yeah, I wanted to start off real aggressive and then.
Like, if we fuck like
nah,
that, if we
you
fuck
gotta,
and fucking
you gotta
and we know each other,
me.
We feed off each other. Sometimes if you know try to fuck to get your nut, I'm cool with that.
You gotta, in the beginning.
Because it could be exciting, man. That hard pounding. Okay,
in the
maybe
beginning,
it's just
me. I'm
gonna stop talking.
I like hard pounding, but.
In the beginning, you got to build up that momentum. You know what I'm saying? So
definitely
we can keep
after
going.
We done made love, like, baby, I'm going to need you to, you know, pound me.
So you want them to start slow and speed up as it goes.
Yeah.
So you want them to finish
and then
fast.
And you know, no, at the end, baby, you're going to have to make love
slow
for
it back
me.
Down?
Yeah, slow it back down for me.
So just like a nice little hill.
Yeah, just like a nice hill. I'm a lady.
Okay, y'all bitches
you
asking
a lady.
For too much.
I'm a lady. I asked for too much. You probably asking the wrong nigga. Remember that, ladies.
Okay, because I don't know, my man gave me everything and I ain't even have to ask.
But if he not your man, like if this is just
if he not my man, that's why I don't like casual sex.
Yeah,
I don't like casual sex because
that's my biggest problem.
I don't I need you to know
me. If you fuck me like you love me and we not together, we still together, bitch. You still mine. And if I come over to your house and it's a bitch at your house, I'm going to tell her to leave because it's my turn.
Still, my nigga or not, don't just be trying to just instantly just ram up in that pussy. No.
No, it's all in being a man.
I saw in the post, I saw a post and it was like, if I got to spit start that pussy, shut up. Don't be telling my secrets on there. I got to spit start that pussy, I don't want it. And the post was like, if you got to spit start that pussy, it don't want you.
Simple.
So period. I got a question. What's up? No, I have a real question. I need answers. Please comment. Y'all on my live, I need some responses on this shit. Why do y'all niggas feel like foreplay don't happen no more? Why
who do don't y'all feel like that?
No. This is going on. Niggas is really out here just trying to slide in the pussy.
I'm not meeting them motherfuckers.
Niggas is really out here not trying to rub on a titty, rub on a clit, kiss the neck or nothing. Niggas is really just trying to whip their dry dick out and shove it into vagina.
Oh,
and
no.
There are you dry.
And then that's what you're not going to do.
And call it. You dry. If the shit,
if your dick is dry, then you know my pussy dry, which means your dick don't belong in my fucking pussy right
get
now.
Get it out.
Bitch.
Get it out.
Put your fucking tongue
in
your
I ain't got no comment on this because I don't run into this.
I have heard niggas literally saying, I see it all the time. Niggas be like, I don't even have time for all that shit.
You
like,
don't have time for
fuck. They don't be wanting to kiss and
if you don't have time for foreplay, you don't have time to fuck.
Men feel like foreplay is exclusive to relationships, and it's not.
No.
That's the problem that I'm saying. They really do.
What?
No, there are a lot of men out here who feel like they don't have to do any foreplay, that foreplay could just be a quick, you know, the kissing that before anything else happens. They don't feel like there's no heavy petting that needs to take place.
Don't
no
pet
hit.
Well, just pet me.
I like a good finger bang.
Well, okay. Oh, no, I'm baby. Happy. I'm
I like a good finger bang.
Some type of niggas.
Baby, you smoke weed. You do all that shit. Keep the fingers out my fucking vagina, baby.
Please. Go wash your hands.
Do I don't give a fuck if you wash your hands.
I would much rather you put your mouth there.
These two? Oh, I love a good finger.
No. I love your mouth.
You are childish.
And you need to grow up.
That little childish pussy. But you can say one that don't be right, that don't ride dick. You exactly. Like, you like that high school sex.
You get to like what you like. I like what I like, Jasmine.
This bitch said finger.
She the one that be like.
Finger. What is
she
that be a at work like.
Nope. I might be okay with a finger if you eat my coochie right.
I require a finger if you eat my coochie.
Don't put your fucking finger in me.
Not even.
I don't care.
I'm
the only one that can put my fingers in me.
Finger me.
No. I'd rather you just rub the sides. Don't put your finger in me.
Baby, I'm not even got my fingers going here. That's it.
No.
That's it. Okay, Brie. That's it. Nobody else.
And it's my turn right now.
Bitch, don't even think about it. Don't even think about it.
No foreplay.
Because,
no.
Bitch, you're not 17, 16.
Finger me first.
Don't put
hashtag.
Because, okay, if you don't like foreplay, then that means you don't want your dick sucked. Because, in my mind, that's part of foreplay as well.
Crusty ass dick.
Right. So, don't play with me.
I'm definitely not.
I got a question. I got a question about sucking dick.
Oh God!
Have y'all ever like sucked a musty dick or smell a musty dick?
No.
Smelled it? Okay. Yeah.
No. Now I know a young lady who said she likes to suck her man dick after he been out. Like when she knows it's gonna be. But she likes that. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know. Like she'll wait till he done playing basketball or come from the gym. Or
bitch,
something
you
like
nasty.
That bitch, I don't know.
Bitch, you nasty.
I don't know.
I'm not sucking no musty balls.
Does she want her musty vagina?
I've heard of men who say they like a smell to it too.
Bring your smell it because I love it when it's funky.
I punch a bitch in her motherfucking throat. That motherfucker. And I said it before and I'm going to say it again. You bring that musty motherfucker near me.
That's why baby girl got that trash can tattooed on her.
Okay. Don't bring no musty shit towards me. Honey. Take that shit to your chest. But being in a long term relationship, I'm not going to say I ain't never pulled no dick out that wasn't musty. And I just be like, let's go take a shower. It's 7 years. It's been some time.
I don't know. Okay? Like, I mean, my relationship that I am is new. I have not smelled a musty dick. But I've been in a long term relationship, and honey, I've never.
Nah, I don't even want it when I think it might.
No, but he I'm was
let
also
you take your shower first. I might be horny, but I'm gonna let you take your shower first.
I mean, he's also like had the same rule to be like,
we don't kiss before we brush our teeth.
Oh, that was like, long-term of a relationship.
He did not like. He didn't like must. Like, so he was like the one that would be like, soon as he get up, he would go and brush his teeth and
so
jump
you
in
like
shower.
Wake up in the morning, roll over and shit, and he'd be like, "Good morning, babe." He'd be like, "Bitch, like, brush your motherfucking teeth." that motherfucking night breath.
And I'm saying, like, long term, like, it was a long term relationship. Like, no, it was not.
Now
a
I will us. Get a small kiss in without.
But in I the mean, morning. That's not how it is in my new relationship. We kiss.
That would make me feel some kind of way.
It didn't make me feel a way. I mean, maybe because I was younger, it would be just be like, you know what?
I mean, right. I get it. But
because when we was in high school, bitch, I didn't smell your breath. So true. Now that I'm grown, I don't want to stop. No. We're not going to start.
You're going to kiss me when I wake up, and then I'll go brush my teeth. Mm-mm. But you're going to kiss
now
me.
Now I feel like that. Back then, it wasn't a big deal. I never thought about it. I never thought twice.
No. Like, I would be in my okay. face. Like, you don't love all of me.
Okay. Not your funky ass breath. Not your funky ass breath, baby. Ass breath.
This so Jack and Coke is really good.
You don't need no more stimulants.
You don't.
Okay, at all.
You don't need no more.
You know.
So that was about, what's something like that, though? Like, what are other things? Because that would be a big deal for me. If my nigga told me, like...
Because he don't want to kiss you with your stinking-ass breath.
Because I want to roll over and give you a kiss in the morning. And if you don't want to give me a kiss in the
just
morning...
Just open your mouth. Like, just give me a closed mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. Quick. You said he wouldn't kiss you at all. Like,
no, but really, if you think about it, if you meet somebody, you in high school, if you come to school with your breath, your teeth
let's
not
act like we didn't know people who came to school stinking.
Okay. But Brett, you
everybody, every school had them.
You brush your teeth. So when we got older and we finally like kind of lived together, well, not kind of, when we lived together, like it just never changed. Like, no, sweetie, get up and brush your teeth.
I would be so pissed off.
I didn't care.
Brushing so
I mean,
angrily.
now we kiss and stuff before my new relationship. We kiss before we brush our teeth. It was never a thing like... Well, you know, this is really going to be a deal breaker for me if you don't brush your teeth. Like, it was never a thing. Like, it was never like, you know, before we lived together, you're going to really have to brush your teeth.
I've never had anyone that ain't know about it.
Before we kiss. Like, but I think it's different when you, like, meet somebody and you together young. Like, little shit like that bother you when you're young. Like,
that's true.
When I'm you old, when you grown, like.
No.
I'm sensitive. You need to take me as I am in whatever condition.
Sweetie.
I mean, that's how I am.
Your fucking stink ass breath. I don't give a fuck.
Take me as I am.
Bitch, if you wake up from a nap.
Now,
you
if
need
I come
to
meet you for brunch and it's 11:30 and I get to brunch and I'm like, hey, and you're like, that's some shit. But if I just woke up, it's 7:30 in the morning, nigga, damn, can I get a good morning kiss? Like, what if I was about to give you some head, and now I'm not, because you done hurt my feelings and shit, so I'm just
your
about to go.
Your feelings got hurt off that?
I'm sensitive about shit like that. I'm
so you would be
lot
sensitive, like, if I was like, you came to work, and I was like, Ashley, you know, your breast thing.
No, that's what I just said, though. Because
like, I don't want to hurt you. I don't want you crying at your desk. That's different. I'm reading my fucking feelings. She's talking about breast
teeth. She said my breast teeth.
Like, I would hate for our friendship to go left over me telling you your breast stink.
I don't wake up with you, bitch. If I woke up and all rolled right. over,
just,
if I
don't tell me
your
my
house,
breast stink, just hand me a piece of gum. Because no, if you just going to tell me and don't give me a problem
I've
to
done
fix
that.
My solution.
I've done that to my best friend before. I swear his breast stink so bad. And I was like, I'm like, best friend, I got some gum. And he was like, I know my breast stink, bitch.
Why, so why you ain't do nothing about it? What kind of shit is that?
I just couldn't do shit but fucking fall out crying laughing. Because what? You a grown ass man.
I was gonna say,
and
like,
you telling me you know? Bitch, I'm about to stick this gum down your throat.
Swallow it.
Yeah, you need to swallow it. And I don't give a fuck about your digestive system.
Bitch.
Swallow it. And then I'm going to give you another piece.
So,
just so you can chew.
Just so you can chew that one.
I was watching TV last night. I was watching MSNBC. Happy watching.
You old ass
lady. Just for falling asleep, y'all.
But I swear to God, like, I get called old all the time by these hoes. And this bitch sitting up watching the news after the news.
It's interesting. It's a lot going on in our country right now.
Oh, my God.
But...
Can you please let me introduce the topics? Okay, let me talk to the Black community for
I'm
a minute. We need to get out and vote. We do. We need to pay attention to what's going on around us. Every day, we lose an opportunity to change.
Y'all want
to
know what was on MSNBC?
No.
Not even a little bit. They keeping people from voting. In Georgia, they
in Georgia, they don't want Black people voting.
Yeah,
they don't want us to win a lot of
situations. That shit is crazy.
They've never wanted us to vote.
Yeah, they don't want us to have no type of freedom around this bitch forever.
Don't make no damn sense. Why don't Black people vote? Why won't we vote? As much as
y'all lazy. got this. Black people lazy. They'd be the first to have an opinion about some shit, but don't want to go do it. Exactly. Like, bitch.
But a lot of people feel like their vote doesn't matter. Like they're like nothing is going to change. If they vote, but what people don't realize is it's a trickle down effect. It affects a lot. Yeah. Like somewhere like Detroit, why the fuck do you think people are paying $1 million a month in car insurance?
Period.
People don't vote
because nobody's voting.
When the ballot and when the bill is on the table for that, they people really like, oh, my vote don't matter. Okay,
but I bet you everybody gonna vote for this medical marijuana to be
right. But they really only care to vote when it has something to do with the presidency, not knowing that mm-hmm. you have to start with at mm-hmm. home if you want something to change for mm-hmm. you, even though whoever runs for president is part of the nation, but you also got to realize who is a part of your state. Like, exactly. Who runs your state? The president don't run your state.
Right.
It's the other people that you forget to vote for, and then you be like, oh, well, it's fucked up, but that's because you didn't care to go and vote for who you feel would be right to run your state.
Yep. You're absolutely right. Local legislation doesn't get
I feel like a lot of black people are just ignorant. They're ignorant to the fact.
I don't even think it's just black people. Y'all, there are plenty of people.
Well, I'm just speaking from my nationality. Y'all ignorant. And y'all don't understand the importance of shit. Like, y'all love to be... This is my thing. Y'all love to be, like, complaining about shit, but don't want to do shit to change it. Like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear shit if you're not doing nothing to change it. Like, y'all don't want to vote, then you're not changing shit, so don't complain about shit.
Yeah.
Because you ain't do shit to change it. Or you didn't try to do anything to change it, so don't say shit about it.
I think a lot of low-income people become discouraged by voting because the hood is always the hood, no matter who's president, mayor.
That's very true.
State, local, all of that. If you grew up in the projects and you still, you know, in the projects as an adult, when you become old enough to vote, it's like, okay, what is all this voting doing? Because I'm still stuck in the same place.
That's your
They're
fault.
Not getting no economic, you know, development. They're not getting any extras to push them out of their situation. So, yeah, I could see somebody in a certain economic situation not feeling like voting is important. Because yeah, the hood is the hood is the hood.
You ain't doing shit to change
if it's
either.
Generational.
Yeah.
If you're not changing your situation, you can't expect your... Not saying I think, like, your vote is very, like, it's valuable, but that don't change your whole situation, though.
Changing your situation has a lot to do with self-motivation, but there are circumstantial disadvantages that people of color face.
And we can't ignore that. We can't act like it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's one thing to say, get off your ass and work.
Yeah.
But, and that's easy to do, but still...
That's like Beyonce. I'm like, I got the same 24-hour as everybody else. Like, no, you don't. You don't. Your 24-hour comes with nannies and butlers and meal preps and, you know, sound engineers and all these things that we don't have any of that. Like, my alarm clock doesn't even work out. I'm like, I can't even wake up on time. So it's not the same. Like, the disadvantages in these small communities, it doesn't make any sense. The kids that don't have any preparation for college and don't know how to fill out for scholarships and stuff like that. But you're like, well, why don't you do stuff to change your circumstances? Bitch, because then nobody teach me. I'm bad at math. The fuck I'm going to do if you won't help
there me? There are disadvantages that people of color face that people like to ignore. It's so easy to tell somebody to get off their ass. But in a society where everybody's looking out for self, that's kind of hard for some people.
Yeah. But do you know what you always can do? Suck some dick.
Whoa.
All right.
Now, it is not me this episode.
Are y'all ready to play a game?
And I'm happy.
Fuck Mary Kill.
Fuck Kill Mary. Steve Harvey.
What the fuck?
Master P. Mary. Little Duval.
I'm Mary Master P.
I'm Mary Master P for
that's
sure.
That's the only nigga I know that was a rapper, an actor, a basketball
NBA player.
And a motherfucking entrepreneur, bitch. And a drug dealer.
I'm about it, bitch. Okay? Don't disrespect him like that.
He didn't sell drugs.
Yes, he did. Yes, he that did. Nigga out here had the hookup, okay? I married him. Little Duval, he kind of smart, so I fuck him and I have to kill Steve.
I don't.
No, little Duval, he pretty smart.
And he funny.
He funny.
Ride my mustache.
I'm a Mary Master P. I'm a kill Duval because what? Yeah.
He's irritating.
That's girl, fuck. Bye. We gonna smile at your funeral.
Oh,
I know that's fucked up to say.
So
but
Lil
Duvall. Smile, bitch. If you hear smile, our show, she did come not on. Mean that.
I do. Smile, bitch.
I do. And that's how everybody, we all walking in the smile, bitch.
To his funeral?
Yeah. But I don't want to fuck Steve Harvey.
And I'm going to fuck Steve Harvey.
I feel like Steve got probably, a big that's ass a dick.
He has three wives.
So wait.
And his wife's is bad.
Wait. Okay. So are we talking about bald head Steve or hairline Steve?
Bald head family feud Steve.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm taking all that mustache dick. I want it.
That motherfucker done has some baddies.
He has
some baddies. So you're not telling me this nigga, he don't got good dick. You don't keep a bad bitch without good dick. I don't give a fuck.
Not that bad.
His money long.
You ain't got that.
I don't give a fuck.
But no, I would definitely. Yeah, I'm marrying Master P for sure.
For sure.
I'm marrying. I'm a fuck Steve Harvey. Kill Lil Duval.
Yeah, that's for sure. What you doing? Sure. What you got, Taz?
I'm gonna have to. Man, we gotta edit this game and make you a sugar daddy because I just want Master P to be my sugar daddy. I'll marry Steve because I feel like he ain't got too much longer.
He's not that old.
He's like 60. He got a long time to live.
He got a shorter time than Master P. Shit, I ain't finna wait.
Y'all know Steve Harvey has less time on this earth than Master P.
Master P is like 40 something.
Steve Harvey is like 65.
Yes, they about the same. They got the life. Not, I'm saying their life expectancy is the same.
This doesn't make any sense. What are y'all saying?
Because I feel like Steve Harvey gonna outlive all y'all motherfuckers. He is.
I feel like
he healthy and he gonna all live.
Nah, Master P smart as fuck.
Okay.
That don't mean he gonna live
but
long.
But no, Master P is smart. Really
the way I'm being that bitch like Mammy say.
Y'all know what way he is.
Master P is smart as fuck. And I'm gonna say that again. That's
Steve Harvey smart as fuck. Y'all not about to discredit my nigga.
You know, he is smart. He is smart, but Master P is really, really intelligent black brother. And I wouldn't
what is Steve Harvey?
Intelligent,
buddy.
Yo,
65 is not that old.
He's not that old.
Brings me back to my point.
He ain't got much longer with us.
He does, though.
You would get worms fucking with Steve.
That's nasty. Her dumb ass gonna be in a 30-year relationship.
Okay, for real.
He ain't got that long. Okay, 30 years of your life. It ain't even worth it.
That's hilarious.
We gonna have to touch on this next week, y'all.
We are.
Cause people don't understand.
Pray for my
age.
Nigga Steve, cause at this point I feel like y'all want him to drop dead tomorrow.
He don't have much longer to live. He's 65.
Steve, if my niggas drop dead this week, we gotta fight.
You know what bothers me though? Steve Harvey be saying some shit to these women on Family Feud. He be on that bitch like, oh, you look not like.
Yeah,
he
do.
Be doing that nasty man shit.
He
now
he gonna be the next one. Okay.
He up.
That's not cool. That don't make
that's
it better.
That's what old man do.
Cause he get to be nasty.
I mean,
all right.
I do have a question. Though.
Fuck Steve, y'all gonna get the worm.
I think I got a question, but it might have to be touched on next week. What is the difference between, because we have this whole Me Too movement going on right now, and this whole what's okay and what's not sexually. What's the difference between just being flirty and being, you know, like, I like you, and being aggressive and almost borderline sexual assault?
We definitely have to touch on this.
That's your homework.
That's next week. I want to know this. And I got a story for y'all when we come back, because there's been some shit going on, some shit brewing, and I want to tell y'all what happened. So we're going to talk about that next week. Some shit.
Well, we love y'all. Thanks for tuning in with us.
Yes.
We'll see y'all next week in this bitch.
Follow me. Yep, sure. She called YUPSHE.
Bitch, not nobody want to follow you. Ashley, how the fuck your nail broke already?
Do you have to call her out on air?
All right. You know what? Bye, y'all.
Bye. Just Jasmine 90. Please follow.
It's your girl, Miss D. Also, I'm a daughter, 2 underscores.
It wasn't our audience business. Brit Brat.
Brit Brat. We off this bitch. Classy ass Ash.
That ain't even my motherfucking name on the handles. Head witch bitch. You ain't even repping me
that's
right.
It. She ain't got shit else to say. She on punishment. Bye, y'all.